Welcome to the World of the Future podcast. I'm Michael Kaduk. In this series, we will examine the continued importance of science fiction in our modern world. More than just what-if questions about technology and fantastical worlds, this will examine the important themes of these stories and how they fit into our modern cultural and political landscape.
Regardless of what you lose or the challenges you face, you will never lose your power to make decisions. This statement by Dr. Justine Rapolkinya brings this inevitable truth to the equation. The world as we know it right now, what it was in the past, and what it will become is entirely determined by human choices. For many people, it has become difficult to believe that there is any hope of change. I ask that same question every single day, and whenever that happens, whenever the weight of the world feels like it's falling upon me to try to make everything right for every person in the world, I turn to the example of a character who is meant to embody your own beliefs and choices. A character who embodies both the best and the worst qualities found in a person, purely based on choices. Commander Shepard from the Mass Effect trilogy. My favorite video game series, not just for its amazing combat, enormous galaxy, and incredible world building, but for how grounded in reality it makes you feel in a sci-fi world. Every interaction you make with every character feels personal, as you have an effect on the lives of those around you. And understanding the effects of your choices is everything within the world, because they not only say something about you, but affect the world around you. From your first choice to befriend or berate a crew member, to deciding whether or not you'll save an infected colony, it really forces you to consider the consequences of your actions. And that all reaches its peak at the end of Mass Effect 3. While Mass Effect 3's ending was very controversial upon release and to this day, I personally believe that it is perfect to conclude the trilogy with the hardest choice. To put it into context, though, I will need to get into spoilers. So be warned, this is a spoiler for a 10-year-old game. At the end of Mass Effect 3, the stakes are higher than ever before. The people of the galaxy are making a final stand against the Reapers, a race of sentient machines that have existed for countless thousands of years, who return to the galaxy in an endless cycle to slaughter all advanced sentient life. On board the Citadel space station, which is connected to a superweapon called the Crucible, Commander Shepard is approached by an entity called the Catalyst, which serves as the voice of the Reaper's collective consciousness. In a final attempt to convince Shepard to surrender to the Reapers, the Catalyst presents them with three options. Shepard can either use the Crucible's power to destroy the Reapers, which would consequently destroy all synthetic life, including the Geth and Edie. Shepard is, however, also given the option to use it to control the Reapers, which would save synthetic life, but force him or her into the Catalyst's place. Or the third option, to fuse their DNA with the Crucible, forcing all organic and synthetic life to become fused as one in a process called synthesis. None of these choices are perfect, but it is clear the Catalyst is simply using Shepard to either allow the Reapers to finish their work or use their power for unknown ends. Taking these ideas into account, we must ask, what choice is there to be made? Well, let's look at the options. First, let's consider synthesis. If you choose this ending, what does it lead to? The synthesis ending appears to have had incredible effects, ending the war.
Where once they threatened us with extinction, they now bring us the collective knowledge of the cultures that came before. Where organics and synthetics can coexist peacefully. With peace across the galaxy and with unlimited access to knowledge.
This seems good on the surface, given that organics and machines have been in conflict for all of the Mass Effect galaxy's history, but the supposed utopia has a darker side, which is easy to not see upon a first playthrough. In Mass Effect 3's Leviathan DLC, Shepard meets Leviathan, a survivor of the species that was responsible for creating the Reapers in the first place.
Discovered became our tools. We were above price for your mistake.
Leviathan species simply created the Reapers supposedly to achieve peace between organics and synthetics, but it was purely self-serving. The Reapers, the Catalyst, the entire concept of ending this conflict is just a fantasy that ultimately ended in every galactic civilization after the Leviathans being doomed to having no future. At the end of the game, if this choice is made, everybody thinks the same, so effectively they are the same. This is very similar to a tactic of propaganda used by dictators like Mao Zedong and Kim Il-sung that says people below those in power cannot be trusted to make their own decisions or to resolve their own conflicts unless they are exactly the same.
Sound familiar? It should. This is the exact same justification that Sovereign gives for why the Reapers exterminate all organic life in the galaxy.
And it's this lack of faith in people that leads Saren, the villain of the first Mass Effect game, to seek an alliance with Sovereign. Saren was convinced that simply surrendering to the Reapers and accept status quo of mass destruction would supposedly save the galaxy from this fate.
Do not mire yourself in pointless revolt. Do not sacrifice everything for the sake of petty freedoms. The Protheans tried to fight, and they were utterly destroyed. Trillions dead. But what if they had bowed before the invaders? Would the Protheans still exist? A submission not preferable to extinction.
Why simply continue this pointless fighting while we could just accept that there is a power above us to indulge in? But it's this cynicism and twisted belief that doing nothing is the best option that leads to Saren's demise at the end, and when he realizes that he is simply just a puppet for Sovereign due to his lack of hope for the future, he sees no other choice but to accept death.
Goodbye, Shepard. Thank you.
Is just a nod to apathy. So what about the option of controlling the Reapers? In the control ending, Shepard is directing their collective consciousness to stop the fighting and repair the damage. It ends the war, and synthetic life doesn't go extinct, but the ending is an ominous one. The Reapers supposedly stand as the servants to Shepard's will, yet he or she is mentally a part of them as well. Effectively, Shepard is no longer a person, they're just the unchecked power that they swore to destroy.
Through his death, I was created. Through my birth, his thoughts are free. They guide me now. Give me reason. Direction.
This monologue really sells the fact that Shepard is no longer who they once were, only the power that supposedly knows what's best for everyone. To truly understand the damage that this kind of control has on a person, we must take a look at another character who sought power to achieve good, only to let that power consume him.
Shepard. You're in my chair.
Since the beginning of the second game, the elusive man is almost a reverse of Saren. He doesn't simply bow down to the Reapers and accept that their control over the galaxy is inevitable. He doesn't do it for any higher authority. But this action to supposedly make a better world is in vain, because while he wants to do the right thing, his idea of doing it at any cost is what ultimately spells the downfall of the very people he swore to protect.
Your people are turned into monsters.
Hardly. They're being improved.
Improved?
That's what separates us, Shepard. Where you see a means to destroy, I see a way to control, to dominate and harness the Reaper's power. Imagine how strong humanity would be if we control them.
The elusive man is the head of Cerberus, a shadowy group of extremist scientists who seek to uplift humanity over the other alien species who look down on humans as second-class citizens. And this sounds like a noble goal, but the way he talks about needing to sacrifice everything to achieve what he envisions as a real change results in horrific crimes being committed by Cerberus across the galaxy, luring refugees into an underground lab for experimentation, all relying on charisma and coercion to convince his followers to gain his true goal of controlling the Reapers for himself. In a lot of ways, the Elusive Man is not entirely unlike a cult leader. His followers are obsessed with achieving the power to make real change that they will sacrifice everything, even their loved ones, their bodies, and their free will to achieve it. But it's the exact thing that leads the Elusive Man to his complete decline, as his desire to control the Reapers is just giving them the opportunity to control his mind.
If we destroy the Reapers, this ends today. But if you can't control them...
But I can!
Are you willing to bet humanity's existence on it?
I know it will work.
You can't, can you?
No! No! The two of you so self-righteous. Do you think power like this comes easy? There are sacrifices.
Even as the Catalyst offers Shepard the power to control the Reapers, he said the Elusive Man couldn't have taken control because they already controlled him. In spite of all the resources and tricks he pulled to gain power, all the influence he had, the followers he gained, the Elusive Man failed. Whatever noble goals the Elusive Man once had were destroyed by his selfishness and refusal to believe that he was wrong. So synthesis is essentially apathy, and trying to control the Reapers would ultimately destroy who Shepard was. So what about destroy? Well, that would lead to the complete genocide of synthetic life as we know it. If the only option would lead to the death of all synthetics, what is the point in making these decisions at all? No one should be given that amount of power to make such a destructive choice. Yet in these dire circumstances, are there any other options? If all of your choices have consequences, what is the point of even making them?
So much easier to see the world in black and white. Gray. I don't know what to do with gray.
I'm sorry.
I'm not. Had to be me. Someone else might have gotten it wrong.
Does this unit have a soul?
Feels like years since I just sat down.
James told me there's an old saying here on Earth. May you be in heaven half an hour before the devil knows you're dead. Not sure if Torian heaven is the same as yours, but if this thing goes sideways and we both end up there, meet me at the bar.
It's for the small moments. It's helping your best friend not lose themselves to revenge. It's the bad jokes that help reinforce the good in a bleak world. It's telling someone you love that you're under a lot of pressure. It's letting your best friend know how much you appreciate them in their last moments. The Mass Effect series is about the consequences of your choices, be they big or small. Even if you can make the choice to save as many people as you can, it's never perfect. There's no way to save Ash and Kaden on Vermeier. There's no way to save Morden and Rex on Duchunka. There's no way to save both Tali and Legion on Rannoch. Your actions have consequences. At the end of the game, Shepard knows that. The choice to destroy the Reapers isn't a wholly noble choice. Shepard will live or die knowing that they were forced to sacrifice so many lives to save the galaxy, than those they fought so hard to save, like the Geth. But they know what will happen if the choice isn't made. No matter how painful it might be, I am afraid. I've been afraid for a long time. I'm afraid I'm too great of a burden for my friends and family. I'm afraid that my career will lead to nothing meaningful. I'm afraid I might never have the impact I need to make the world better. I'm afraid I will lose myself to apathy about the way the world is, or that I will lose myself to the desire to control my life, to fit some sort of grandiose vision of improvement that will never to anything other than hurting others. And what the ending of Mass Effect 3 showed me is that regardless of what you've done, you have the power to make the right decision. Even if it's on a small level, it still does have an effect. And if it inspires you to help change the world around you, you deserve a chance. And I know the situation is dire in a lot of the world, but believe that there is hope for the future.
And while we still have many challenges ahead of us, we can face them together. And we will honor those who died to give us that future.